Everyone says you need to learn how to code to have a career in tech. Honestly, I want to say it might be wrong now because, yeah, here are my thoughts. This advice is a little outdated because the bottleneck has changed. For decades, the barrier was not just your creativity, but it was also the syntax. So, thousands of hours you're spending learning how to talk to the computer before you are even allowed to build anything for a human. But that gap between an idea and a live product is diminishing. If you can describe it now in 2026, you can build it. Let me show you what I mean. So think about the old way. If you had an idea for an application that you want to build, you have two choices. You spend a few months learning the tech stack before writing a single line of actual idea, or you can hire a team, freelancers, and hope that your vision doesn't get lost in translation during the handoff. So building was a linear, slow, and often discouraging process of fighting with the infrastructure. So many, ways by which you can deploy their applications. The shift we're seeing right now, I'm going to give an example of Replit, and it's that the technical part is becoming invisible. We are moving from the era of coding to the era of product thinking. So in the old way, you were a translator. You're trying to turn human thoughts into machine code. Now in this shift, I think everyone's going to be an architect. So you're not just fighting with the tools anymore. The tools are waiting for you. Now I said this term product thinking. What is it? Essentially, your ability to understand a problem and imagine a solution. So it's about user flow, the why behind a feature, and the value that it creates. So up until now, product thinking was a luxury you could only focus on after you have solved the technical hurdle. Here's an example. So this is what the Replit dashboard looks like. You can create designs, animations, games, and here you can use various skills. So if you work in marketing or whatever. So here I'm going to select my model. So you can see that I'm selecting the power model. You can select light and economy if you're using it for simple tasks. I'm also going to select the code optimization, so it's going to test it. And I'm giving it a prompt to build a Flappy Bird application that is like a neon themed. So here you can see it has a clear idea of what I want to do. Here you can see that I can also continue this application on my mobile app. So I can use the Replit mobile app and make changes to my application. Here you can see now the database is ready. This takes like 3 to 4 minutes for me. And I have sped up the video to show you what it looks like. And if you want to play around with the code base of your project, Replit gives you an option for that as well. And here you can see that it has various subregions running in the background. Now you can see that the preview is live. The game looks great, but because they asked it to review the code, it found some error and it fixed it. All done, absolutely incredible. From the dashboard itself, I can publish the application. Notice that I only sent one prompt. I did not have to learn about the physics of Flappy Bird, how to provision the database, how to deploy RAM infrastructure, how to write tests, the security vulnerabilities. All these things were taken care of me, security scans, even the publishing. And I can manage the kind of machine that my application is running on. As you can see, it's 2 CPU, 4 GB of RAM. Auto scaling, I don't have to worry about that over here as well. I'm just published. So this is not just a test application, this is live right now that you can check out. It gives you a public URL and you can connect your own domain as well. Check out the Here you can see that my production database is connected. I can manage that. I can see what all information is in my database. I did not have to set up this. So imagine the bar is so low now. It's absolutely incredible. I can edit it and I can check out my logs if there are any errors in my application. I can check out analytics, how many people are actually visiting my website. So if I filter the last 6 hours that I just made it, here you can see. So with Replit, product thinking is the work. So when you describe what you want to the Replit agent, you're not just generating code, you're iterating on a vision that you have. So you can plan the logic in one thread while the interface is being built in another. You are designing, you are building, and you're shipping in one fluid motion. And when we talk about hiring people, Kunal, who is going to get hired in the age of AI if everyone can code? Gone are the days when someone will hire you because you can write better Java than some other person. They are going to hire you on your ability of, if you can see beyond code, product thinking, as I mentioned. So generalists, I would say people who can see beyond just the technical feature, the business behind it, the motivation behind it, creative problem solving, and those are the kind of people who are going to get hired. I would say learn to code advice is shifting, right? So don't just learn to code to become a dictionary of syntax. Basics are important. I'm not saying don't do data structures, don't do algorithms, don't learn about how things are working if you want a deeper understanding of these systems. But learn to build because you want to solve problems. If you use tools like Replit, you're not just using a coding tool or a prototyping app. You are basically using an environment where the distance between, okay, I wish this thing existed and I can make this thing happen, has completely disappeared. So you used to need like a team and 5-6 different tools to ship something real. Now you just need the idea. I would like to close this out by saying that the future of building belongs to the people who are not waiting for commission. It belongs to the builders who realize that the bar to start is just describing what you want. So if you have an idea you've been sitting on because you were not technical enough, I get these comments quite a lot. I have not done this playlist, I've not done this course. Can I do this? Can I start contributing to open source? So all those excuses are now gone. You can check out the links in my description to get started. And if you upgrade to Replit Core, which I recommend, we both will get $10 in credits to keep the momentum going. My only question left is, what are you going to build? Let me know in the comment section below. Share it on socials what you build using Replit and tag me. I would love to see how you have brought your idea to reality. See you in the next one. Bye.